Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, January 28th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Just barely alive, folks. I spent most of the day resting here, and I just set my alarm and got up, so I'm wide awake now. But I've got a lot to go through with you in the news. A lot of things are happening out there in this world. A lot of things are happening that are not being publicized, or if they're being publicized, they're not getting the right kind of publicity. And, of course, that's why we have this alternative network called Republic Broadcasting here at republicbroadcasting.org. I hate that term, alternative radio or alternative magazine or alternative newspaper, such as American Free Press. You know, alternative. You know, it almost has a stigma attached to it. But the fact is, what we do here is an alternative to the major media in this country, which is so dominated so singularly by one ethnic group and by corporate elements that are in the sway of that ethnic group, that there is a need for an alternative to it. So for better or for worse, that's what we have here, an alternative network. You know, there is so much happening in the world today. I was talking about this with Mark Glenn the other day. You know, I set aside so much information that I want to cover here on the program, and I never get around to covering it, because there's one thing out there called the callers. And, of course, like to bring the callers up. We have a couple regular callers who I think contribute to this program. Plus, we have some periodic callers that we hear on a periodic basis, and unfortunately we get some new callers as well. We always like to hear from some of our new callers, because, you know, I can tell you this much, folks, we have a bigger audience, a listening audience and an archive audience than you might imagine. And that's very, very good news, because that means that we are reaching a lot of people. And hopefully those people are then taking whatever information I provide or our guests here provide on this program or anywhere else in the network and bring news and information to people. And believe me, and I'm repeating myself here, I'm repeating back a conversation I had with Mark Glenn. There is one thing that I believe that is so critical, and that is this, that people provide the correct information. The people are not reckless and provide false information, or people don't pass on. I harp about this. I lecture about this on the program all the time. I think it's unfortunately so common in the Patriot movement that if something appears on the internet, then it must be true, and it gets therefore passed on as though it is true, when in fact it isn't. And this does happen all too often. That's why I try to be very picky and very precise and take issue with those who are not. So be that as it may, that will lead me up into a discussion of something that is in the latest issue of American Free Press that has already gone to press, and which many of you are probably receiving, perhaps even reading, as I speak. No, I'm not talking about the American Free Press website, folks. Again, I repeat, that's not American Free Press. That's just the website. It only has a few of the articles that appear in the regular weekly issue. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about that and about many, many other interesting little items that appear in the press, the least of which is Ted Kennedy's endorsement of Barack Obama. Not even the right candidate. All right, stay tuned, folks.
D Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Happens to be the headquarters of American Free Press. Do check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, I also want to give you another internet address here in a moment. Because, you know, I just mentioned to you, I haven't been feeling well here for some time, largely because of a problem with the bronchitis. Should sometimes be apparent in my voice. Gets a little rough sometimes. But, you know, I've never, ever taken anything, any prescription drugs for that. I do rely largely, almost entirely, I should say, on natural products. That's what I'm taking right now for it, and I can see it has improved the situation. I should have been taking it long ago. Well, we do have a sponsor here on this network that provides you an all-natural treatment. It's called Cartavite. If you're having health problems, feeling tired, worn down, Cartavite is probably something you should consider. I'm going to give you their website in a moment. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels. It delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, like I said at the outset here, folks, it's all natural. All natural. That's good. That's a very good thing. So check out their website at heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, HEARTDROP, heart drop, like in the drop in your heartbeat, heartdrop.com, or call their toll-free number, It's an 877 number, folks. 877-928-8822. Now, before the break, I mentioned that I'm a stickler for detail, and I also sometimes see things that I just absolutely, so thoroughly, totally disagree with that I feel compelled to comment on it. It's not a matter of whether it's right or wrong, it's just a matter of opinion. And well, this week, in the February 4th issue of American Free Press, there was published an article in the regular Spotlight on Congress section that really just upset me. Now, like I say, there's a lot of things in American Free Press I don't necessarily agree with. I don't comment on it one way or the other, but sometimes there may be something that I feel so strongly that I must disagree with that I will comment it on this program, or in this case, this week, Mark Glenn and I together have written a commentary responding jointly to this particular column. Now, bear in mind, folks, you know, I'm not on the staff of American Free Press. You'll see if you look in American Free Press, it lists me on the national staff. That's technically not correct. I happen to be here in Washington, but I don't work out of that office. I pop in there, you know, on a pretty regular basis. I wasn't in there today. So I oftentimes don't know what's going in the paper till after it's already been published. Well, there was a real doozy in there, as far as I was concerned, and I called Mark Glenn and told him about it, and he agreed that it required a comment, a commentary. This section of the Spotlight on Congress column raised the question, terrorists in high places. And then went on to say, Congress must investigate the loyalties of those in the U.S. government who have a history of supporting radical groups looking to attack America. Well, that headline, folks, I don't think anyone could disagree with the idea that we should investigate people who don't have the best interests of America at heart. But if you go on and read the tone of the article, that's where Mark Glenn and I parted company with it. So I'd like to read to you here tonight, in advance of you seeing the actual article in American Free Press, what Mark Glenn and I have submitted to American Free Press for publication this week. And I think you'll find what we have to say interesting in and of itself. So here is what Mark Glenn and I have presented to American Free Press this week. As dedicated supporters of AFP's America First message, and as critics of the ongoing efforts by the powerful Jewish lobby to embroil the United States in further wars on behalf of the interests of Israel, we two journalists, as regular contributors to AFP, are compelled to take issue with the article, Terrorists in High Places, which appeared in AFP on February 4th. This article, while certainly well-intentioned, unfortunately plays right into the hands of pro-Israel propagandists inside the mass media and within the upper reaches of the American foreign policy-making apparatus who have been perpetrating the highly unlikely refrain that Islamic terrorists and their sympathizers have somehow penetrated sensitive government agencies. While it is true that there are Islamic fundamentalists who do mean harm to America, and that it is the job of good Americans like Major Stephen Coughlin, a civilian advisor of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was referenced in the article, while it's their job to raise concerns about the potential for supporters of terrorist movements having an undue influence in our government in any way, the absolute truth is that these elements are few in number, and what influence they may have is largely inconsequential. In addition, they are certainly already under the careful scrutiny of those who are charged with that responsibility. Although, as the AFP article noted, Senator John Kyle of Arizona conducted what we consider to be nothing more than a classic witch hunt against a number of American Muslim organizations, including the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which Kyle suggested had somehow achieved some influence American Muslim chaplains in the U.S. military, Kyle has otherwise ignored the far more substantial and, we believe, far more dangerous influence within our government both in Congress and the White House and elsewhere, of elements closely associated with such insidious groups as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC. Even now, AIPAC faces the glare of public scrutiny as a result of an upcoming federal criminal espionage trial involving two former top-ranking AIPAC lobbyists. By giving credence to the flimsy suggestions by Kyle that radical Muslims are somehow influencing public policy in the upper reaches of our government, AFP is certainly unwittingly adding fuel to a potentially dangerous fire that has been stoked by pro-Zionist elements in the controlled mass media in America. The same Senator Kyle, it will be recalled, teamed up with war-promoting Senator Joe Lieberman in sponsoring a provocative Senate resolution aimed at instigating American popular support for an intended war on behalf of Israel against the Republic of Iran. The new book, The Golem, by yours truly, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, the new book, The Golem, features an entire chapter describing how one Zionist pressure group, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, founded by Stephen Bryan, once instigated by the FBI for espionage on behalf of Israel, has been the prime mover behind allegations the American military, defense, intelligence, diplomatic, and law enforcement communities have somehow been penetrated by individuals sympathetic to Islamic terrorists. Please note, however, that Jinsa is not referring to a handful of Muslim chaplains in the military. Rather, Jinsa suggests that American generals, admirals, diplomats, and others are aiding and abetting the enemies of America. What Jinsa means by this is that these high-ranking patriots are, or are suspected of being, less than sympathetic to the demands of Israel vis-a-vis the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. What Jinsa is demanding in calling for an inquiry, that is, a witch hunt, to root out these individuals is an all-out effort to quash any opposition to the power of the Jewish lobby in America from those who do place America's interests, not Israel's, first. And the record does show that it's been high-ranking figures in the military in particular who have been quietly, and now less quietly than before, publicly challenging the pro-Israel forces in the so-called neoconservative network that played the primary role in embroiling the United States in Iraq, and who now demand that American men and women be deployed to bring down the government of Iran. The military leadership opposed the Iraq war from the beginning, as did many others in the CIA and the State Department as well, but the superior and better-funded forces in the Jewish lobby prevailed, no thanks to President George W. Bush, who enthusiastically ignored the military and chose instead to push America into a war, a senseless war that need not and should not have been fought. Today, with ultimate chutzpah, the mass media loudly and repeatedly tells us Israel never wanted the war with Iraq when all the evidence demonstrates otherwise. In closing, we will note that we are confident that the activities of the Council on American-Islamic Relations hardly rival in any way, shape, or form the influence of the ADL and AIPAC and Jinsa, among other groups which are pushing policies that are far more threatening to America's interests, both in the short term and in the long term. If Senator Kyle, this is a conclusion, folks, if Senator Kyle wishes to investigate subversion in America, we have told him precisely where to look for that subversion. I think that says it all, folks. I think the contributor there, American Free Press, who wrote this article meant well. The article that Mark Glenn and I were criticizing, he meant well, supporting what he perceived to be a good America First military man. But sometimes if you don't think too deeply, you miss the bigger picture. And that's why Mark Glenn and I crafted that little item that I just read to you, because the record does have to be set straight. The subversives in this country who are the real threat to this country are the powerful Jewish organizations. These people are traitors to America. They have a proven track record of treason. And ultimately, I'm confident they will be brought to the bar of justice. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Before the break, we went through, you and I, you the listeners, me the talker here on this program here at republicbroadcasting.org. We went through an item that Mark Glenn and I have jointly submitted to American Free Press this week, setting the record straight on a well-intentioned and pro-American article by one of the editors there who didn't think deeply enough before he jumped and put that in the paper. Had I been there, I would have definitely called it to the attention of the other editors and said, wait a minute, there's some problems here. So you see, it just goes to show you, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, but the fortunate thing is the mistakes can be corrected. It's fortuitous, though, that that subject happened to come up because it follows through directly with what we talked about here in this program last week on Friday night, closing hours of the week. Talked about this very interesting and revealing book entitled Why the Jews? Why the Jews? With a question mark at the end, raising the question about the reasons for anti-Semitism. Dennis Prager and Rabbi Joseph Telushkin. And as that article by Mark Glenn and I pointed out, it is these powerful Jewish organizations with their very influential networks all across this country that are the subversive elements that have gotten America into war and have doing so much to damage our society. It is not the individual Jewish people per se. There are many individual Jewish people who don't go along with these kind of things. They don't go along with these hellish pronouncements in the Talmud, this holy book that so few know about. Coming back to what I talked about earlier, there's so much that we talk about on this program that may seem obscure at points, maybe even esoteric, like the Talmud. But yes, the Talmud, ladies and gentlemen, very much has to do with what's happening in our society today, what's happening with U.S. public policy today, and not just in the issue of foreign policy, for God's sake. You could start analyzing all sorts of aspects of domestic policy and find Talmudic influence there. And as we pointed out from the very words of Rabbi Telushkin and Dennis Prager, one of the problems that people have had with the organized Jewish community over the years is because, according to this rabbi, a very respected rabbi, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, not one of these fringe rabbis, this guy's a real live rabbi, and Dennis Prager is a very highly regarded Jewish commentator, they said the Jewish religion is driven to change the world, to challenge the gods, religious or secular, of the societies around them, and to make moral demands upon others, even when not done expressly in the name of Judaism. That's their words, not mine, and that's been a source of tension. Well, you know, I said, you know, my point of view pretty much has always been that the Jews should be denied everything as a nation, but granted everything as individuals, quoting this French statesman. He said there cannot be one nation within another nation. Well, that's what we have here today, folks, with the organized Jewish community causing a lot of disruption in this country, and specifically in this one topic that I so frequently talk about, and that is the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. And there's a lot of people, you know, who like to say, oh, well, it's not all Jews. Well, that's true. It's not all Jews. But unfortunately, so many Jews have allowed their leadership and their community as a whole and the members of their synagogues to continue to carry out these policies that have been so harmful. Very interesting letter to The Nation magazine this week. This is by someone, we should say, God bless Rich Siegel of Teaneck, New Jersey. He writes, of the Jews who support a Palestinian state, the majority support it in the context of Israel as a Jewish exclusivist entity. This is the fertile soil in which neocon representation and hawkish organizations bloom. Jews who cringe at the idea of evangelicals making our country a Christian exclusivist state nevertheless support the Jewish exclusivity of Israel. Jews who support civil rights here continue to support Jewish right of return to Israel while keeping it closed to Palestinian refugees. Jews who would never utter the N-word vilify Arabs and Muslims. Mr. Siegel goes on to say, I am in a very small minority of Jews who call for the end of Zionism, accountability for Zionism's crimes against humanity, the return of the refugees, and one multi-ethnic democratic state in Israel-Palestine. If more Jews had this truly liberal point of view, we would not be represented by hawkish Zionist organizations. Well, all I can say is hear, hear to Rich Siegel. Here's somebody who is daring to point out in his own terms what we've pointed out on this program in a variation to a certain extent of what Jim from Texas said to the shock and dismay of some people on this program. But this is just the way it is. There are these demands being made on us. And, you know, people, frankly, get a little bit tired of it, and that's one of the reasons why we have this phenomenon called anti-Semitism. Then when you get a country involved in wars for another country, namely Israel, well then, boy oh boy, people are likely to become anti-quote-unquote Semitic. Well, more on this and a few other little topics when we come back. Some interesting stuff here, folks, to talk about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. A couple things I want to go through with you here, and then we're going to go to the phones. Talking about demands on society. Now, I was quoting this rabbi and this respected Jewish commentator earlier in their book, which another rabbi, Harold Kushner, he called Rabbi Kushner, I've heard of him. He's the author of that book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. He calls this book that I was quoting from the wisest, most original, and provocative book on the subject of anti-Semitism I have ever read. So again, folks, this very revealing material that I was quoting to you was not fringe material, as someone might tell you. They might say, oh, well, Piper's quoting from some book there that no one's ever heard of. It might be by a rabbi and by another Jewish commentator, but it's of no consequence. No, this is a book, this is a very, well, wise, original, and provocative, according to Rabbi Harold Kushner. So it's not fringe material, folks. But, you know, the fact that it's not fringe material is evidenced by a very interesting piece that came out of Reuters, published in the Washington Post. Pope Benedict the 26th, that's the current pope, by the way, Pope Benedict the 26th has decided to modify a controversial prayer for the conversion of Jews, according to a report in an Italian newspaper. El Giorno, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct, newspaper said that this would involve at least the removal of a reference to Jewish quote-unquote blindness over Jesus, but the changes could be more extensive. A Vatican source said he expected changes to be announced before March 21st, Good Friday, but had no details. The Vatican, however, folks, note this, the Vatican had no official comment. Well, this is the part I find most interesting. Jews have called for a change in the Latin prayer, which, if left to stands, would be used by several hundred thousand traditionalists who follow the old-style Latin rite. This is talking about another controversy that arose when the current pope, issued a decree allowing a wider use of the old-style Latin mass of the old-fashioned Catholic Church. Well, Jews are calling for another religion to change their religion. Well, my God, when people over the centuries called for the Jews to change their hate-filled, vile, filthy, vulgar, guttural, sewer-style references to Jesus Christ and his mother, people called that anti-Semitism. And yet here, Jews, as the Washington Post writes it in a report from Reuters, not Mike Piper, the Washington Post says, Jews have called for a change in the Latin prayer. Now, the Washington Post is not called anti-Semitic for not specifying that not all Jews have demanded this change, because I don't think most Jews really do care one way or the other. But as the Post has put it, and put it correctly, Jews have called for a change in the Latin prayer. So you see, the Washington Post doesn't feel uncomfortable in saying it. Jews have called for a change in the Latin prayer. What's interesting is that the Post goes on to say, the strongest criticism of the Pope's decree has come from U.S. Jewish communities, and there have been fears that a controversy could arise during the Pope's visit in April to Washington and New York. Well, that says to me that there could be threats against the Pope from the American Jewish community, and that is why I am once again, I'm calling on Senator John Kyle to investigate these Jewish organizations on American soil. They are sources of potential terrorism. I personally stared terrorism in the face when I was confronted by Irv Rubin of the Jewish Defense League in California. It's scary, folks. Terrorism is scary, and there is such a thing as Jewish terrorism. We've seen signs of it before in this country. We saw what happened when there were threats made against, I believe it was against the Methodist Church by a Jewish American. He was taken into custody. He threatened the Methodist Church. He threatened to burn down churches with parishioners inside because that church had criticized the State of Israel. Right here, the Washington Post is revealing that there's a possible threat to the Pope from the Jewish community because they don't like his positions. There should be an investigation. They need to investigate the Anti-Defamation League, folks. A Jewish American journalist now, folks, I'm quoting a Jewish American journalist, Robert I. Friedman, now deceased. He wrote that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith had connections to the behind-the-scenes secret connections to the terroristic Jewish Defense League, that the Jewish Defense League, in turn, had ties to Israel's Mossad. So we have terrorism on American soil. We've seen what Jewish terrorists can do. There have been a number of stories written about it over the years. They tried to kill an old man up in New Jersey, but they also blew the leg off a young man who tried to come to this guy's rescue. That's right, folks. The Jewish community is considered a possible threat to the Pope. There are fears that a controversy could arise. In other words, there could be threats to the Pope from the Jewish community. Now, some of you out there are saying, well, the Jewish community are very law-abiding. They don't commit crimes. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm looking at the front page of the Forward magazine, Forward newspaper this week. It turns out there's a big scandal in Los Angeles. A gentleman a gentleman named Robert Kassirer, who is Jewish, was a major figure in an Orthodox synagogue out in California, and he turned state's evidence against the rabbi. And it turns out the rabbis and some other people were involved in some racketeering enterprises. Well, now, according to the foreword, it says, in traditional Jewish law, if a Jew reports another Jew to the government, he is deemed a Moser. And in some interpretations, a Moser's actions are punishable by death. They quote a rabbi, a West Coast representative of the Orthodox Union, saying, people are very shell-shocked about the whole thing. Number one, that our neighbors and friends are implicated. And number two, that an act of Masira on this level was perpetrated by one of our own. Masira is informing. Well, they're actually saying on the front page of this newspaper that there are people in the Orthodox community in Los Angeles, and they're supposed to be the ones we often hear. They're the most conservative and traditional and the most religious people of all among the Jews. They vote Republican, and you know they believe in prayer in schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We hear this all the time from a lot of our conservative friends. Well, they're actually talking, saying maybe this gentleman, Mr. Kassirer, should be killed because he was an informer, that he turned in another Jew to the government. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't tell you that Judaism is not Christianity, if that doesn't tell you that it's a bunch of bull, a bunch of garbage, a bunch of lies, that there is something called Judeo-Christianity, nothing else will. Have you ever heard in the Christian religion about Mosers and the issue of Masira or informing? I'm going to read this to you again, ladies and gentlemen. In traditional Jewish law, if a Jew reports another Jew to the government, he is deemed a Moser, and in some interpretations, a Moser's actions are punishable by death. This isn't, ladies and gentlemen, this is in the front page of a 21st century newspaper dated January 25th, 2008, being seriously discussed. And this is supposed to be the religion that Christianity comes out of, that Christianity and Judaism are just kind of like two partners before God, that they're really just all one and the same? Folks, here, These are the kind of things that you take them and put them in context. They make you understand that we're dealing with a situation, we're dealing with subjects that do have an impact on what's happening in our modern world today. Very, very interesting, folks. I hope you understand why it's interesting. If you don't understand why it's interesting, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, that means you need to keep listening to this program, and you need to listen to other programs and start recognizing that so much of what you hear about so many things are lies or distortions. Things been taken out of context. We've all heard of Mahatma Gandhi, the Indian spiritual leader. He's like a world icon. Well, his grandson has now had to resign from the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence. Why did he have to resign, folks? This is Gandhi's grandson. Because on a blog at the Washington Post, he wrote this, and he wrote it quite correctly, folks. He wrote that Jewish identity is locked into the Holocaust experience, which, he said, Jews, in his words, overplay, to the point that it begins to repulse friends. He said that the Jewish nation Israel is too reliant on weapons and bombs and should instead befriend its enemies. He's not allowed to say that, folks. He said, apparently in the modern world, so determined to live by the bomb, this is an alien concept. You don't befriend anyone, you dominate them. We have created a culture of violence. Israel and the Jews are the biggest players, he says, and that culture of violence is eventually going to destroy humanity. Well, he's absolutely 100% right. But guess what, folks? He's had to resign. He's had to apologize for speaking his mind because he said something that the Jews don't like. He had to resign. And I've seen in news reports that many, if not most of the people who responded to that blog agreed, except in the meantime, behind the scenes, the phones were ringing off the hook at the Washington Post and at the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence. And the Jews, as the Washington Post said about the Jews who were complaining about Catholic Church's internal affairs, Jews called for a change. Well, Jews demanded that Gandhi be gone. Well, you know what Gandhi should have told the Jews? You know what he should have said, ladies and gentlemen? Just like the Pope should say, take a running jump straight into hell. Because Gandhi was right in the first place. He said that their behavior tends to repulse friends. Well, you know, it's not going to continue forever, folks. It's not going to continue forever. We're not going to have this constant demand on our national treasury. Well, we're going to have the constant demand, yes. The Jews are going to demand, or maybe I should put it the way the Washington Post puts it. Jews are going to demand that the United States continue to fight wars for Israel. And Jews are going to demand that we follow policies that happen to accord with their religious teachings. But folks, eventually what's going to happen is that people are going to say no, no, no to the Jews. And then there's going to be some problems. And that's why I'm here to just say that it's time that the Jews stop being a nation within a nation. I'm calling upon the Jews. I'm holding out my hand to the Jews to start acting like everybody else. I'm asking them to drop their demands upon society as a whole. We'll give everything to them as individuals, but nothing to them as a nation. Everything to them as individuals. But there can be no nation within a nation. That's the unfortunate situation that we have right now, folks. And there are a few Jews, thank God, who've broken out of that and who understand how poisonous their exclusionist policies are. And what's sad is that while their policies are exclusionist, in one sense, they still demand that everybody follow their policies. And see, that's where you have a problem, folks, because even though they want to be apart from everybody, they want to tell everybody else how to live and how to think and what to do. And if you happen to disagree with them, then your whole world falls in. If you're a lawyer, you may not be disbarred, but you'll be shamed at the courthouse. If you're a doctor, you may not be invited to social gatherings anymore. If you're a banker, Jewish customers may withdraw their money from your banks. I once saw a grocery store run out of business, folks, because one employee of the grocery store insulted a wealthy Jewish woman who was a customer there. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, you see. But you see, what's happening is that this happens all the time, all over. We don't hear about it all the time when we hear about someone like the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. Imagine that, folks. The grandson of Mahatma Gandhi got kicked out of the institute named after his grandfather because the Jews don't want him there. Think about the ramifications of that. Does that not tell you something? And if it doesn't tell you something, then I wonder why it doesn't tell you something. It tells me that maybe you've been overexposed to the mass media in America. Maybe you've heard too much of this propaganda coming out of the mass media. Maybe you've become so numb to it that sometimes you don't think about what you're thinking and about what you're saying. And maybe when you automatically say, oh, the Holocaust was such a terrible thing, and you jump on it like a lot of patriots do. I hear patriots talking about the Holocaust all the time and talking about the Reichstag fire without investigating it. Talking about Hitler supposedly having gun control. See, again, we have to be careful because sometimes we hear too much propaganda in the mass media and take it to be the truth and then incorporate it into our own mindset, and that's wrong. Stay tuned. We'll have time for one caller when we come back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour. We have time for one caller. Apologies to those we can't bring up. We're not Jewish gatekeepers here trying to keep your words from being heard, but we're going to bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, what do you have to say?
I got a very short State of the Union address, which should be given by Bush as we speak, and he should say, as ladies and gentlemen and distinguished members of Congress, I am proud to continue the long tradition starting with Woodrow Wilson and in Harding Coolidge Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, odd infinitum, that I am listening to our close advisors, who are all of the Jewish brethren, and I've followed faithfully everything they ever told me to do, and therefore I've earned my place in history. That is what you would call an honest State of the Union address.
You know, I'm sorry to say, Jim, I find it very difficult to argue with you. I might make a few exceptions vis-a-vis Kennedy and Nixon regarding their concerns about Israel's nuclear bomb, but on the whole, you're absolutely right, and it just absolutely, you know, George Bush has been the worst of all the presidents, as far as I'm concerned.
You'd call the complete sycophant, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But to get back to Nixon briefly, who did Nixon appoint as Secretary of State?
Well, you see, this is something that I've never been able to completely put together, Jim. That whole story of Nixon and Kissinger is a very, very contradictory story. Kissinger, I don't know what to say about that, Jim, because I'm not prepared to say. I tell you what I do know.
I can say, Mike, with 100% authenticity that he appointed Kissinger because he was told to appoint Kissinger. Whether he liked it or not, it makes no difference.
Kissinger. Nixon carried out policies behind Kissinger's back at different times. And you see, I guess what it all comes down to, Jim, you know, I wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton and Obama and Ted Kennedy here tonight because we're not going to have enough time. We'll do it tomorrow night. But you know, in politics, things aren't always what they seem. Even in the situation of like with Nixon and Kissinger.
If Nixon had any independence whatsoever, he would have never appointed Kissinger as Secretary of State.
I think that Nixon, Nixon can be read to a certain extent like Vladimir Putin of Russia. Nixon had big plans for his second term, but a funny little thing called Watergate came down the pike. And Nixon, all his dreams aside, never had a chance to implement things. So I think if you look at Nixon in that context, Jim, you might see him in a different light. He wanted to do what Vladimir Putin is trying to do in Russia right now. Nixon wanted to do that in the United States.
He didn't have the guts. If he'd have had the guts, he'd have fired Kissinger.
Well,
he didn't have the guts.
What
would have happened to him had he fired Kissinger?
I'll have to talk about Watergate. We'll have to spend a whole hour on Watergate one night on this program, Jim. Anyway, I hear the music playing.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Jim. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, apologies to those we couldn't bring up. I talked considerably longer than I expected to. I'm amazed I had the energy. Anyway, I hope you learned something and maybe even had some fun. Stay tuned for more good programming here on the network, republicbroadcasting.org. I'll see you here tomorrow night. God willing. With recent